From the PA Chamber, this is Last Week in the Legislature, your session week recap of what's happening in the state capitol that matters most to Pennsylvania's business community. I'm Michael Plummer. Well, today is June 30th, the final day of Pennsylvania's fiscal year, and there's still no state budget in place. Negotiation remains at a standstill in Harrisburg, as Governor Shapiro and lawmakers remain at odds over several key issues, including how much to invest in education and public transit, how to appropriately tax and regulate skill games, and how to responsibly manage state finances in the face of a structural deficit. The PA Chamber continues to monitor developments closely, and we're advocating for a timely, fiscally responsible agreement that supports growth and long-term stability. We look forward to keeping our members informed as things unfold in the days ahead. Meanwhile, both chambers were in session last week and moved forward on a range of bills that would affect Pennsylvania's business climate. First up, combined reporting. On Tuesday, the House voted 104-99 to pass House Bill 1610. This bill would mandate unitary combined reporting for corporate net income tax filers in Pennsylvania, significantly increasing the cost and complexity of filing tax returns, particularly for companies with multi-state operations or unique tax structures. It would also lead to more tax appeals and litigation and send the wrong message to employers evaluating where to expand or invest. In fact, the Council on State Taxation called this bill one of the most business-hostile corporate tax proposals in the nation. We strongly oppose this bill, which now moves over to the Senate Finance Committee. Next up, some welcome movement on workforce development in the education sector. The House unanimously passed House Bill 1404 by a vote of 203-0. This bill extends the time frame that future teachers and career and technical education educators can hold interim certification from 3 years to 5. CTE centers across the state are experiencing record demand, but many are having to turn away students due to a lack of instructors and space. This bill gives aspiring educators more time and flexibility to meet certification requirements, helping them to fill the talent pipeline for high-demand jobs. We supported this bill, which now heads to the Senate Finance Committee. Also advancing last week, professional licensure modernization. The House also unanimously passed Senate Bill 719 on Thursday, which gives certified public accountants a new path to professional licensure, allowing those with a bachelor's degree and 2 years of professional experience to qualify, instead of requiring a master's degree or 150 credit hours. The bill also streamlines interstate mobility rules so CPAs licensed elsewhere can practice in Pennsylvania more easily. We supported this bill, which now heads to the governor's desk. And now over in the Senate, workforce data sharing. The Senate passed Senate Bill 101 by a vote of 47-3 on Wednesday. This bill would allow the Department of Labor and Industry to share timely existing data, including UC claims and new hire data, with local workforce development boards. Right now, it can take up to 2 years for those boards to access this data, and Senate Bill 101 helps accelerate reemployment strategies and improve service delivery for job seekers. We supported this bill, which now moves to the House Labor and Industry Committee. And now on to committee action. The House Local Government Committee advanced House Bill 1446 by a 15-11 vote last Wednesday. This bill is designed to help municipalities and developers repurpose old shopping malls into mixed-use communities. And while we appreciate that intention, the bill gives favorable treatment to projects that include a project labor agreement, or PLA. That means developers would be required to exclusively hire union labor. And we're concerned that this requirement would exclude a majority of the state's contractors and undercut the goal of encouraging broad-based redevelopment. The bill passed and is now headed to the full House, and we will continue working with lawmakers on making amendments to improve it. And finally, on the food security front, a common sense update. The Senate Agriculture and Appropriations Committees both unanimously advanced House Bill 615 last week. This bill would expand civil and criminal liability protections for companies that donate food past its Best By date, as long as it's still safe to eat. We supported this bill, which helps reduce food waste and supports nonprofits that serve Pennsylvanians in need. It now moves on to the full Senate. That's it for this week's Legislative Rundown. For more details or to access our policy memos, visit www.pachamber.org. For the PA Chamber, thanks for listening, and we'll be back with more next week.